This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And your game has been, you know, this season?
I don't know. I think I just had some time to grow up. I think that's more than anything. I don't know if it's so much on the ice as off the ice, getting myself ready to play, taking care of my body away from the rink. And, I think that all leads. I think you get in what you put out, and obviously just trying to get better at that. And I think it's part of just growing up.
Just Tage in the last week or so, he's become a guy, you know, he's starting to score. He's starting to get very noticeable out there, just getting a lot of chances. Just what have you seen maybe change from Tage that's made him so dangerous?
Yeah, I mean, such a big body, protects the puck so well. And as his line mates, I think being Aspie, we want him to shoot the puck. He's got a missile. And so many times you get a good shot and then it leads to a weird bounce, comes right back to you, and then you get a shift in the O zone. So I don't know. I don't know if there's one particular thing. I think we've all seen it from Tomer, and he's been playing super well, and it's been nice. We've gotten in some sort of a rhythm, getting to play with each other, and obviously he's helped me out a lot.
Casey, of course there were some mistakes in the game, but I thought, especially the three goals that you guys scored, you earned all three of those goals by hard work. And take me to your goal, how Schultz, I don't even think Asplund's going to come to him, and the hard work he puts in, and then you go to the net. And it seemed like all three goals were similar in that sense that you guys worked and then got the goal.
Yeah, I think it's something we've been emphasizing, is just getting more pucks to the net and getting harder on the forecheck, putting pressure on people's D, and trying to get pucks back. And obviously, Aspie did a great job there. He pulled the puck away and made a great pass to me. And my job wasn't so hard. Just made a little move and saw the net. And like I said, it was a great play by Aspie to go pick the puck and find me.
Casey, midway through the first period, you skated around Schultz and you protected the puck and got that backhanded shot off. I saw you were looking at the scoreboard, probably thinking about what you could have done differently there. But, I mean, just in my opinion, a couple of years ago, maybe you tried to cut inside instead of taking it outside. I mean, is that just another sign of maybe one of those smarter plays you just learn how to handle it better as you learn, you know, the game in the NHL?
Yeah, I think I kind of touched on it with Tage, just getting a rhythm and feeling the puck. I've had the puck so much more this year. And when you make two or three good plays in a row, then all of a sudden you feel good, you're going, you're playing well. And then you're just using your instincts. And that's all that was. I think I saw him kind of backed up to the middle, so a little flat-footed, and had my chance. And obviously we'd like to see it go in, but it's good to get a chance early and get your legs under.
Obviously, NHL debut for R2. What have you noticed about him either tonight or in the previous couple days here with the team?
I thought he played well tonight. Obviously, it's hard to come in and play the Caps in your first game, such an old and veteran team, and they play good structure. And like you guys said, you gotta work hard to score against them. So, but I thought he played well. I mean, he's strong. He's a little stocky guy and makes good plays with the puck, and he's got silky hands. And especially, I guess I haven't seen him too much since he's been here, but in training camp, he was making plays the whole time. And he's got a sneaky good wrister, and yeah, I think he'll keep building, and obviously he'll get some confidence and make some good plays.
Casey, forgive me if you've already answered this. I just got in here, but kind of had a couple of games in a row. We had a slow start. So what's it going to take for you guys to kind of get off to those faster starts? I know you scored first yesterday, but just seems like overall the first period's kind of, you know, been against you here the last couple of games.
Yeah, I think, yeah, for sure. You kind of nailed it on the head. I think it's just a matter of getting into our game right away. I think there's some games where our first 10 minutes, we kind of hang back a little bit and kind of let them come at us. And then once they kind of kick us in the teeth, then we get mad and we kick them back. And yeah, obviously we want to be the ones to do that first and set the pace of the game. And we definitely have the speed and the skill to do that. So it's going to have to be an area of focus for us for sure.
Thank you, Casey.
Thanks.